Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. Return Home, Your Father Calls. April 18, 2005. From the Lord, our God and Savior. A letter given to Timothy for all those who have ears to hear. The Lord lives and forgives those who call on His name in all humility with sincere supplication. Come to me and repent, therefore, says the Lord, your Redeemer. For to this end I gave my life as a ransom, as payment in full for your sins past, present, and those sins of tomorrow. Now go out, my beloved sheep, for you are forgiven in my blood. Go out and sin no more, and obey all the commandments of the Father. For there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for another. Therefore, make our love perfect by obeying Him who created you and loves you. Walk in my footsteps, beloved. Follow me. Hear my voice and heed the call, for it is a call to life and also a warning to all who dwell upon the earth. Come now and hear. Listen to the voice of your Father and return to me. Be drawn home. Turn from your evil ways and be lifted up, for the Son of Man comes to gather the lost, that they may be found in Him. Escape to the Father's house. Be not left and shaken. For I tell you, earth and steel shall be severely shaken, twisted, and brought down. Every vessel made with iron and clay shall be shattered. All shall be broken in pieces. Behold, the pride of man will be bowed down, and the arrogance of man shall be broken in his humiliation. In that day the Lord alone will be exalted. For I am come to tread, to thresh, until all is separated, until the blood flows out across the land, even to the height of a horse's bridle, as it is written. Until all which offends is removed, even as chaff blown off the summer threshing floor, until no trace of wickedness is found. Therefore, again I say to you, turn from your wicked ways, flee all this iniquity, for the Lord comes with a shout and the trumpet call of God. Who will hear the call? Who will be gathered? My people, the noise of this world has deafened your ears, and man-made light has blinded your eyes. Your hearts are like stone and have grown very cold. Beloved, forsake this world and come to me. Let go and come with me, for I am the Christ, your healer. In me do the blind see and the deaf hear. In me the captives are set free. And in me do the heartless find compassion, even a new heart, a heart like mine. Yet woe to those who will not come. Woe, I say to them. Darkness has fallen, and soon the fullness of night will come in, when all light is removed and taken. Behold, even the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars shall be struck, and the rain, the short rain of he who devours as a lion, shall come and consume. O stiff-necked, most wicked generation, humble yourselves and escape the beast's seduction, and be set in safety from all these ravaging wolves. Yet woe to those who embrace the seduction, for judgment shall fall from heaven. It shall fall hard atop their heads. Even so, the Lord will leave a remnant with the mark of the Father upon their foreheads, with the word of the Lord written upon their hearts, both within and without. And these will guide you through the fire. Yet to those who take the mark of the beast, as it is written, you are forsaken. Your choice is made. Therefore, keep watch, my people. For the Lord of heaven and earth shall show great signs in the heavens above, and wonders in the earth beneath, that you may see and know, and keep yourselves from the stamp which seals your death. Trust in no man of authority, therefore, nor put your trust in any man of flesh who claims to be Lord, for he is already dead, lo, his place was prepared from the beginning. For there is but one, and one only, who has full and absolute authority, Christ Jesus, Yahushua HaMashiach, your Lord and salvation. For all authority is from heaven, and proceeds from him who alone is God. Therefore abide in faith, beloved, until you see the Lord coming upon the clouds with great power and glory. Behold, your deliverer comes, and every eye shall behold his countenance. It is as a thousand suns.